92. Psalm number 92. And we're going to look at verse number 1. Psalm number 92. Verse number 1 of Psalm number 92. Now that's not the only verse we're going to read, but that's where we'll begin. The Word of God says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies. And mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Father, I thank you. God, I thank you for another opportunity to stand this morning just to present another portion of your word. I ask you, Lord, now, please take hold of the service. Take hold of me and loose my tongue. Use me to preach to these people this morning. In Jesus' precious name I ask it now. Amen. Folks, I want you to look again with me at verse number 1. "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. We have got a lot to be thankful for. We've got so much to be thankful for. And I read a prayer one time of George Washington, and I read something he wrote about Thanksgiving. And friends, the highest office in the land used to think it was good to pray to God and thank God for being good to us. And once upon a time, Thanksgiving, believe it or not, we as Baptists are so carnal and backslid, but Thanksgiving, they used to fast. Could you imagine Thanksgiving without chicken and dressing? I can't. I ain't never seen that before, but they used to fast on Thanksgiving and praise God for His goodness. They did it to thank God the first time for His goodness to the pilgrims. George Washington made it a national holiday. Thanksgiving. To thank God for what He had done for us. And I want you to notice quickly, by way of introduction, I'm thankful to be an American. I'm thankful God let me be born here in what became, years ago, the greatest nation on the face of God's earth in our day, the United States of America. He took a handful of pilgrims in a country that was forgetting God and getting away from God and gave them safe passage across a rough sea, brought them to a land that was strange to them, and allowed them to start a country in a land that was they were foreign to. And friends, do you realize the first thing they did when they started colonizing America was build a church at Providence, Rhode Island? And would you believe it was a Baptist church? Folks, God brought people to this country and gave them the liberty by bringing them here to worship Him in spirit and in truth, according to the Word of God. And those people built upon this soil that we live on the greatest nation that the world has ever seen outside. outside the nation of Israel. I'm glad, thank God, I'm an American. I'm an American, a member of a nation that threw off the bonds of tyranny and carries the gospel to this day to the far reaches of the earth. I'm glad, thank God, I live in a nation that I can still look at that flag and I can see that it represents the freedom that we enjoy. The red stripes that represent the blood of the men that died for us to keep us free in this land that we might worship God. I thank God for my flag. I thank God for Old Glory. And friends, when I'm driving down the road, my wife will tell you, there's times I still get chills when I see the wind catch Old Glory and stretch him out for the world to behold. I'm proud of my flag, and I thank God for it, for the men that led the way to build a free land. I thank God for my country. I thank God for my flag. I thank God for the Bible. I thank God that he gave us in the year 1611 the King James Bible written down for the whole English-speaking world to be able to read and understand the Word of God. Friends, do you realize that we have here something that many thousands of people died that we might carry these days, and people just do not reverence it like they used to? People don't think as much of it as they used to, but hundreds and thousands of people died so that we could have this. How many have you got at home? There are nations in this world that people don't even have one of these. We had Brother Buchanan here several weeks back talking to us about that printing service that they have up there, the mission up there of the Bible and missionary, what is it, the missionary literature? Literature and Missionary Foundation, they print those Bibles and send them out all over the world. We don't realize how good we've got it here in America. We take it for granted. Brother James had to get him a new Bible the other day because his is falling apart. Thank God we've got them to wear out. I remember hearing a preacher preach one time. He was down in Mexico. And he said he was preaching and said there was a lady had a sandwich bag in the back. And while he was preaching, he'd be up there preaching, and she'd stand up in the back and she'd wave that sandwich bag, and she'd praise God, and she'd shout and praise God, wave that bag, and she was beat up, said her face was all bruised, and she was bruised up real bad, but said she'd weep, and she'd wave that sandwich bag back and forth for everybody. She was so glad God had been so good to her, and he preached that meeting that whole week, and every night she'd stand up, wave that bag, friends, she'd wave. And he said one night after that last service, he asked that pastor about that lady. He said, preacher, he said, you would not believe what that woman went through to get here. He said, that lady has only got 3 pages of the book of John, and she keeps them in that Ziploc bag so nothing can get to them and hurt them. She takes care of those 3 pages of the Word of God, and she took all she had of the Word of God while she was worshiping God, and she waved that thing back and forth. That's all she had. She was glad to have it. And friends, we got the Bible. We've got the scriptures, the whole thing. And we take it home and we'll chunk it over on the table. We'll throw it on a shelf. We'll put it in a drawer. Friends, I'm glad, thank God, I've got the Word of God today. I'm glad we've got so much to be thankful for. We take it for granted so much, the blessings of God. And I'm thankful for the church. While we speak here this morning, there are people being beaten. There are people being arrested and imprisoned for doing what we're doing here publicly and unafraid. Thank God that in America we can still get together in a public house of worship and worship. We've got so much to be thankful for. I got a thing from the Voice of the Martyrs back there last week that showed a picture of this lady that these people had come into in Sudan, and they took her village captive. They killed all the men. They took all the women and children to make slaves out of them because they were a Christian village. And it showed where they took a knife and they carved all the flesh off of her chest, and it looks like she's just got a bare rib cage. And do you know why? Because she was a Christian and she would not renounce Christ. Friends, I thank you. We've got so much to be thankful for. Friends, if somebody comes in that back door, that there's some reason they shouldn't be here. We can get them out of here. We've got the right to worship here in America. And we take that for granted. Thankfulness, friends, plays a huge role in our everyday life. You've heard me say over and over again, a thankful heart is a happy heart. You know why there's so much joy missing in a lot of people's lives? Because they just ain't thankful. Do you realize when you get to the place that you're thankful for what you've got, God will give you more? I didn't say when you get to the place you just thank Him. I said when you get to the place that you're thankful, God will bless you with more. If you have not, thank Him for what you do have. And He'll give you something else to be thankful for. I'm glad, thank God, when nothing else is around. I'm thankful for my family. If you've got a good family, you ought to be thankful. If you've got a healthy family, you ought to be thankful. There's a lot of people in here who vouch for this. Folks don't know how to appreciate their health. You ought to be thankful for your health if you're healthy. You ought to be thankful for the strength to go to work every day. Thankful that you got to get up this morning. Thankful you're able to sit here in the house of God when there's people sick laying flat in the back this morning that wish they could be here. There's people all over this country may not see the light of another day that would love to be here at the house of God today. There's a lot of people that are in trouble right now that love to be at the house of God, but we're here. Well, I'm glad, thank God, for my family being healthy. I'm glad that God gave me two healthy children. Of course, we get sick like anybody else. I'm not saying we don't. But we ain't had any life-threatening illnesses. We've had some close shaves and some scares. But God's been good to us. If God's been good to you in that way, you should be thankful for it. Be thankful to God for your family. Thankful for the ones that you love and that love you. Wouldn't it be awful to live in a world and have no loved ones? Have you ever thought what it would be like to be all alone? I mean, we talk about being alone, but we really don't know what it's like. Everybody's got somebody around that loves them somewhere. You know, everywhere I've been in the world, I've been halfway around this world twice. I've been in 5 different countries. I've never been anywhere that I couldn't get a hold of Mama. There's always somebody I could get a hold of that loved me. Always. I'm glad, thank God, for my family. I'm glad for my friends. I know I've heard so many times, there was some old preacher wrote this, said that if a man in his lifetime makes 5 friends, he has accomplished much. 5 true friends. I don't know if I've got that many, but I've got a few that I know I can count on no matter what. 5 true friends. If you've got friends, you ought to thank God for them. You ought to thank God for the Father you have in heaven. I'm glad, thank God, when I was 3 years old, my daddy died. I grew up not knowing him. My friends, when I got saved, and that first time I prayed to my father, whoo, it was something different. It was something different. And I'm so backslid now. I don't do it like I used to, but I used to get along with him just because I could call him that. Friends, I'm going to tell you, you ought to be thankful for that Father in heaven. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, you can always call on that daddy. He's always there. We've got some things to be thankful for. We can be thankful for our future in Christ. We've got a future. We've got a bright future ahead of us. We've got so much to be thankful for that it's a shame how unthankful we can be. It is a shame. I'm reminded of other times and other days when I was younger. I was telling them this morning, I got back there in that office. I got up this morning. God woke me up this morning at 2:15. I come over here and I got in that office. And it ain't every day God does this for me, but He brought me over here. And I sat down over there. I said, God, how do you preach on Thanksgiving? And God showed me that verse. And folks, I'm going to tell you, when I got to looking at these verses, let me read this to you. In the Word of God, it says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High, to show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning, Thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. I'm glad, thank God, friends. God got me back in that office this morning. He said, son, think about where you used to be. And I told Miss Wanda and Miss Jane this morning, I got back there, and I remembered about 20 years ago, I remembered hiding in a doghouse while the U.S. Marshals was walking around out where I could see their feet. They were looking for me, and I remember hanging hanging up in the roof of that doghouse, and the sweat dripping off the end of my nose, and I was hoping, oh God, I hope they don't see that. They'll surely look in here and find me. And I remember hiding a dope addict, a fugitive from the law, and God was watching over me. I remember what I used to be. I remember almost starving to death on the streets of Los Angeles, California. I remember that 6-day bus ride home with nothing to eat. I remember coming back home to a family that was ashamed of me. But I'm going to tell you something, honey. Back in Becker, Mississippi, in a little old church back in the woods, there was a God came to me that wasn't ashamed to say, hey, I want you to be one of mine. God came to me and said, son, I want to take that shame from you. I'm glad, thank God, we got some things to be thankful for. You, it don't matter what you used to be. If God found you and did something for you, you've got some things to be thankful for. Number one, we can thank God this Thanksgiving for our salvation. I'm glad he can take a dope addict, he can take a drunkard, he can take a harlot off the streets, he can put a song in their hearts and a Bible in their hands and put the love of God in their soul. I'm glad, thank God, for old time scriptural salvation. Thank God. And through thy work, it says, it wasn't nothing we did, it wasn't nothing we worked for, it wasn't nothing we earned. Do you realize the God of heaven left the throne of heaven when you didn't know who he was? He came for you when you had no idea what shape you was in. He left heaven's throne and came to an earth full of people that didn't know him and didn't want him, and he saved you. He did it. He did it all. Oh, we've got so much to be thankful for. Yes, so much to... What if Donald Trump walked in that back door? What if Bill Gates walked in that back door and came in here and gave... Oh, don't shout now. But came in here and gave every one of us $1 million apiece and $1 million for each child we had. Woo! Wouldn't you be grateful? Wouldn't you be thankful? Well, thank you, brother. I'm glad I got that help. Nobody else would say a word. Folks, God did so much more. If the richest man alive gave you everything he had, he ain't done nothing for you. You can lose it all in a moment. Friends, by thy work, through thy work, God gave us a gift greater than all the money in the world. And it was not anything we deserved. He did it all. And we gain victory in him. I want you to look at that verse again. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. He gave us joy. And it was all his doing. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. We've got victory through him. And only through him. You know, we can have joy no matter what trials we face, no matter what pain we suffer, no matter what tears we shed. We can still have joy in the triumph of the cross. I'm glad, thank God, when things get their worst, we can remember that he found us when we lived for ourselves. He found us when we were blind to our own condition, and now we're living the victory because of what he did. For we got a lot to be thankful for triumph in verse 4. If our enemies prosper, it's going to come to an end one of these days. But the riches we receive will never pass away. He's blessed us above and beyond far more than we'll ever deserve. Number 2, triumph. I'll triumph in the works of thy hands. You know, there's people that'll try to triumph in the things they've done for God. There's folks that'll try to triumph in the things that they've said for God. There's things people will try to triumph in, the places they've been, the things they've done. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. It says, I will triumph in the work of thy hands. It's all him. He is our victory. Remember, he told Abraham, I am thy exceeding great reward. He's it. Thank God. We can enjoy the victory through Jesus Christ. And thank God for a victory. We can be thankful. Looking at verses 12 through 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. You see this? Yeah. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Those that are in God's house and belong there. That's who it's talking about. That's who it's talking about. But it says, those that be planted. To be planted means to be put there. That means you're where He wants you. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Not necessarily financially in this world. It says in the courts of our God. In the courts of our God. We will flourish with blessing. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now I know I was joking earlier about that being fat, but that's talking about blessing. You'll be blessed abundantly, flourishing. If you're in here and God puts you here, He will bless you. We've got so much to be thankful for. To show, why is He doing these things for us? Why will He bless us? Why will He do what we need for us? It says to show that the Lord is upright. He takes care of us for His own glory. Thank God. God saves us. God puts us in the church. He don't save us and set us loose. He saves us and puts us into the church, into the body. And He blesses us there. For His glory, He blesses us. You know, if my children were running around, of course, don't come by during the week when we let them play outside in the summer because they don't play in their good clothes. I want you to understand that right now. You'll see us running around with holes in our knees and our breeches and everything else when we're playing outside. We ain't going to wear good clothes to play in. I'll wear rags if I have to play outside in the dirt. But if one of God's children, the world sees His children in desperate need with no help, and they see His children die without what they needed, and I'm not talking about just financially. I'm talking about needs. If my children run around town looking like a couple of street urchins, you know who that looks shameful to? Who people look at and who they think about? They think, why don't their mom and daddy take better care of them? If they run around town, if my wife was taking to Walmart and them dirty and have chocolate around their mouth, I'm not talking about a three-year-old now. Small children are going to get messy with candy, but if my boys, as old as they are, they run around nasty, wind up with lice every 3 or 4 weeks. They smell like nasty clothes every time they go somewhere because we didn't do laundry. And look like they were starved to death. Of course, they finally start to put on some weight. But look like they were starved. You know who would be the shame in that? Well, friends, let me tell you something. God ain't going to let nothing happen to us that He's got to be ashamed of. God's going to take care of His children. God's going to see that we have what we need. And I thank God sometimes when there's a need arise in our life, I'm going to tell you something, friends. We need to take comfort in the fact that God already knew about it when it came along. And this is just one more test, one more trial. And God is going to say, I'm going to see how this boy's going to do. He already knows. Don't misunderstand me. But it is a test most of the time to see how our faith is. It's not for God to figure it out. It's for us to see. God sometimes, all times, when we face trials, He's letting us learn something about ourselves. I thank God for a daddy that's going to let me learn. But He's going to take care of me. Because He ain't going to do nothing to be ashamed of. If there's anything in your life that's shameful, guess who did it? Us. God didn't do it. We've got so much to be thankful for. We can thank God that we will flourish. We will grow. And I want you to notice again, verse number 14, something that really hits home. They shall still bring forth fruit. Still bring forth fruit. You know, you've heard about grumpy old men. And you've heard about people that when they get older, they get hateful and mean and ugly and cruel and contrary. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's several senior citizens here, and I don't know any of them like that. You know why? That's fruit. They still love people. They're still concerned for people. That's fruit. Now, I worry about some of these old codgers that are hateful to everybody and everything in the world. That's fruit, too, of a different kind. But when we get older, you know what? God will help keep us sweet. He will help keep us what we ought to be. He will help us. He will bless us with a fruitful life. It says, when they are in old age. So they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. God's still going to take care of you. When you done got to the place that you're living on a retirement check that's barely enough to get by, some of you can testify to this. When you're having to live on a fixed income, guess what? God can still take care of His children. Ain't that something? I hadn't got there yet. It's easy for me to say right now. But it's the truth. God will still take care of His youngins. These folks getting by on a lot less than what some of us get. God's taking care of His youngins. Why? To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. We can thank God for a flourishing, growing, fruit-bearing future in this world full of blessing. He'll bless us. And we can thank God for assurance. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock. And that word there is referring to a foundation that's dug deep and settled firm and not going to move. The same God that saves us. The same God that blesses us. Guess what? For all eternity, we've got a standing on that rock. We've got a lot to be thankful for. This Thanksgiving, we're going to be getting together with our families. Now you know I'm telling the truth. No doubt, we're going to hear them talking about politics. We're going to hear them talking about church. We're going to hear them talking about the problems of life. We're going to hear a lot of negative stuff. But you know what? Every once in a while, you may sometimes, and this is just true. Now you know I'm telling the truth, so don't just disregard what I'm saying. Sometimes it's almost embarrassing, isn't it, to testify. Right now, Thanksgiving, how many families are going to be gathering? How many opportunities are we going to have to say, you know what? God's going to take care of it. Don't miss an opportunity to let somebody else know what you've got to be thankful for. The fact that you've got something to be thankful for. You're going to be around family members and friends that ain't got what you got here in the next few days. Don't be ashamed to say praise God for what He has done. Praise God for what He's doing. And praise God for what He's going to do. Don't be ashamed to claim your daddy and tell somebody else, hey, it's going to be all right. God's going to take care of this thing. Maybe that's what somebody needs to hear. You know, that could bring a sinner under conviction. Remember that this week. Remember that. We got a lot to be thankful for. God's done so much for us that we didn't deserve and He didn't have to do. Every one of us probably got full cupboards. Every one of us probably got running water. I hope we do. Ain't nobody toting water in a bucket right now, are they? Every one of us probably got electricity. Friends, God's been good to us. Think about that this holiday. Think about what He's done. Don't forget God.